So the Gemara's maskon about the shail of maskir v'soicher, so it depends. A Jewish answer. Is it the masker or the soicher? It depends. A masker, ba'ayis l'chavera, im at sheloi masaloi mifteicha ischal arba asar ala masker livdoi. Im ishim masaloi mifteicha ischal arba asar ala soicher livdoi. It depends if the soicher got the mifteichas by this man. What's this man? This man v'dika. When is man v'dika? Shkia, seis. When is seis? Let's avoid it. In the Blumenkranz book, it says 7:15. We'll go with the Blumenkranz book. That's the Zman of Bedika, 7:15 p.m. State in the Gemara. You don't know the Blumenkranz book?
I know.
No. 7:15. 7:15 p.m. If the Soicher already got the keys before 7:15 p.m., so the Soicher is chayv to be boited. Masha Enkein, if the Soicher didn't get the keys till afterwards, the next morning, afterwards, so then the masker's already chayv. And even though now the Soicher has the keys, he got them later that night or the next morning, the masker remains chayiv. What is the significance of the keys? We're going to see it's a big machlokes rishonim. But a challenge. What's the maskon of the Gemara in one word? We had a shayla. Soicher or masker? The Emma says yesterday there was a shikhali upstairs that said, Be'inyin Soicher or masker. I thought the sugya was masker or Soicher. I'm serious. The Hainu, what's the Sforab Shuta? And what's the Chiddush? Again, a challenge. In one word, what's the answer of the Gemara? Don't give me a speech. If the key is 7:15, if you got it before, after, give me an answer to my question. My question was, is the Soicher Chayiv or is the Masker Chayiv? What's the answer in one word? Machloikis Rishonim. No, that's not one word, but I'm going to explain. What? It's Machloikis Rishonim. No, but this is Rabbi, this is Emes Aparis Apshat. It's an Eagle and a Kuda. According to Tosfos, in one word, the answer is the masker. And according to Rashi and most Rishonim, in one word, the answer is the soicher. And I'll explain. According to Tosfos, let's do Tosfos first. Again, according to Tosfos, what's the one word answer of our question, who's chayv, the soicher or the masker? The masker. Explanation. According to Tosfos, we asked, Avada the soicher should have to do a bedika. Hare Tosfos from Daf Beis learns that the Yisoid of Bedika is Shema Yavei La'achloi. Who's going to be there all Pesach and have the chash of Shema Yavei La'achloi? The Soicher. So obviously he should be doing the Bedika. What was Bechal the Shaila? Toises Dibra Maschel Al HaMasker, we explained this yesterday, asks that question. There's a hidden question. Before the Ve'en Lefarish and finally the Yesh Lefarish Mimri, there was the question, what's the Shaila Bechal? Of course the Soicher. Zok Toises. Avada, of course the Soicher. Avada. What was the Gemara's clear from the ice, from the far ice, from the beginning? But what about if the schiris happened after the zman? Do we say that since the masker is already chayiv, we say sulay paka, or we don't say sulay paka? There was an attempted raya from mezuzah, because in mezuzah you see that even though you used to be chayiv, someone else is chayiv, and we said no, it's not a direct sustal from mezuzah, because by mezuzah he could have left the house and gone. He could have left the house and not be chayiv in mezuzah. By chametz you chayiv to do bedikah. Having said that, then the maskana is, in one word, yes, the masker is chayiv. We do say suloi paka. We do say that if at 7:15, at this man bedika, the masker was still there, he remains chayiv. That was your question? That's the answer. Masha Enkin, according to Rashi and most of the other Rishonim, the shaila was bechlal, so the soicher be chayiv. And you know what the Gemara's answer is in one word? Yes, the soicher is chayiv, the soicher. Oh, by the way, let me tell you some details. It depends when the soicher comes. If he was already there before, he's chayiv. If he first came in after, he's not. That's a new side topic that's being introduced. Like Tosfos, it was the focus of the sugya. Like Tosfos, the issue of suloi paka was mitchilas hasugya, the focus of the sugya. And again, I'll explain the whole process. Like Tosfos, the svar of truth is the soicher is chayiv. He's the one that's there. No, he said, but maybe if the masker is there at crunch time at 7:15 at the Tchilas HaBedikah, he's there, maybe his chiyuv remains. That's what we're clearing, and the answer is in one word, yes, it does remain. The masker is chayiv. First day, if the soicher is already before, so he's chayiv, that's like side. According to Rashi and the other Mishnayim, no. The shaila was, who has to do the bedikah? And the answer is, the soicher has to do bedikah. But first day, only if he was there in time. Yesterday we stelled that according to Rashi, the sustel to mezuzah is a little bit problematic. And I'll say something b'derech malitza. You know, the Gemara starts off with a shayla in Hilchos Bedikas Chametz. Where does Yoyer Deya come in from mezuzah? So again, either you could explain that somehow mezuzah does act as its sustel to Hilchos Bedikas Chametz. I'll call that Orech Chaim. Or we said, no, maybe this is a sustel from Yoyer Deya Taka. Aye, what's the shaykh's Yoyer Deya to Bedikas Chametz? The Teretz, as we said, it's a Hachrom and Atzad. Meaning you're starting to fetch choices, the Soich Chayev, the Master Chayev. The attempt that happened was Toshma from mezuzah, that maybe in Hilchos Mezuzah, when we see that a Soich has to put up the mezuzah, stay dirt in a much broader topic, that all in Yone, Ruchnius of a bias is on the Soicher. I was mezuzah, Micah, Bedikas Chametz, Ditto, everything. So the Gemara, no, it's not true. It's a special local din of mezuzah. And the attempted riot from mezuzah is off. I saw something interesting in the Sfasemis. Sfasemis says that it's a Choshen Mishpat Shaila. You know, when you have a Soicher and a Masker, there's a lot of Choshen Mishpat Shailas. Who's in charge of the, if the paint comes off, if the plumbing, the electricity, there's different things. There's all kind of Gedarim, who's in charge of which things? Choshen Mishpat wise, and the Bedikas Chametz, who's in charge? And the Gemara felt mezuzah was a two-step to that. So the emes is, we have an Arachayim the Kipshat, a Yeredeya the Kipshat, and a Choshen Mishpat the Kipshat. Someone attempted this morning to tell me you have an Ezra Pshat. I told him it's a Baba Mais. I'm not listening. But the other three are actual Pshatim in the Sugya. Now, we're heading, as the Sugya is developing, we're gonna delve into the keys of the Maskana a lot, but let me still just build it up. There's a very important Makar Chaim, Nesidus, Makar Chaim, Simitam Tavlam Zayim. He says, you know, the whole Kler, from the Tchilas HaSugya, the Gemara's calling is the Soicher HaChayim with the Masker, and we had various facets. The Shema Yavi Lachl is on the Soicher, we're going to soon still, again, address what we did yesterday. Who has the Baal Yirah in such a case? If there wouldn't be Bittul, who Taka has Baal Yirah? If Ruvay, the owner of the house, and the Chametz, the landlord, or Shimon, the renter, the tenant, the one who Lamais is living there, who has the Baal Yirah? Not the Baal Yirah, we're going to soon talk about it. Says the Makar Chaim, though, the Nesivis, all of this whole shmiz that whether the bedik is on the Soicher or the Maskir, and like Rashi explains, on the Rabbana level, for the Daraisa, we'll talk about it, but for the Rabbana, who has the bedikah? They're both chayiv in bedikah, says the Makar Chaim. And avad, if one of them, whoever's supposed to do it, doesn't, then avad of the other one should, not the mayor of the city. The whole shayiv of the Gemara is who is first, who has a more pointed chayiv, who has kedima to the chayiv. But if for whatever which reason one of them doesn't do it, then the other one has to. Avad, it's be'etzem mutl on both. But still, again, a few important...
What means they both have a chiyuv, but they're both allowed to?
No, they're mechuyev to, mechuyev to. Mechuyev to. Now, I want to go back to the deraisa. Rashi gives and says, apposites and says like this. Avol hocho, we're dealing with bedikas chametz de rabbanon. Because if mitzad the baal yirah deraisa, says Rashi, we already took care of the baal yirah deraisa. Bittul was done by someone. Bittul was done. And therefore, we're dealing on a derabbanon. Who has to be matriach on the derabbanon? I want to chazer again. Who would have the deraisa de kabal yeroa in a situation? Now, in our situation, it's again Ruvein, a landlord, and the owner of the chametz, Shimon, the tenant. And similarly, not exactly the same, but similarly, we declared yesterday, in general, if Ruvein's chametz is in Shimon's house, here it's not exactly this case because Ruvein's chametz is in Shimon's rental, but Reuven Bechalifin is the landlord. Remember that. But I want to, at the same time, watch it, at the same time, talk about who's Chayiv Baal Yirah when Reuven's Chametz is in literally Shimon's house or Akaponim in Shimon's rental. And we said, Reuven, Shimon, both neither. And it's true, and I want to discuss it again. We talked about the idea whether Reuven's going to have Baal Yirah. Again, quick, just look at Reuven for a minute. What would be the issue if Reuven should or shouldn't have Baal Yirah? He should have Baal Yirah, and there are those that hold he does, because he's the owner of the Chametz. What's the tzad he shouldn't have Baal Yirah? Because the Chametz is not on his house. And yes, there's Rishonim that hold that the minute the Chametz is not on your house, you're not like a Baal Yirah. Question. So then just put the Chametz outside of your house, and then that's it. There you don't have to deal. How you talking? It's possible. There might be shittas like that. We bavard yesterday, though, that's not what's going on in our Sugya. Because in our Sugya, maybe the Marshal says, you know, and it's more important, it's Pshat and Rashi. You know what? You can't tease yourself about this. Rashi says, over here the Bedikas the Rabbanon, we're not dealing with the Doraisa. Because if you would be dealing with the Doraisa, then Avada, what? Machlekes. Marshal learns then Avada, Reuven, landlord, the maskir, would have the Baal Yirah. Why? Now, there are those that fall into the mistake and think that this Marshal can be quoted as he holds like the Shittas that you're over Baal Yirah, even if the Chametz is mamish not in your house. And it's not true. It's possible, and even with Furish Betzim, that the Marshal holds no. If the Chametz is mamish not in your house, you're not over Baal Yirah. But over here, catch on. Reuven is A, the owner of the Chametz. B, he's still the landlord. He's Habayis Shaloi. And that's why he's over Baal Yirah. A little nature of both. The Chametz is his. And yes, he rented it, but he's still the owner. Pum Fakir, it's Mashal the Marshal. He doesn't hold like that Shitu, which we're going to still talk about on Daf Hey, that you're over Baal Yirah, literally, even the Chametz is not on your house. That's the in and out of whether Reuven should have Baal Yirah. Let's talk if Shimon should have Baal Yirah. What's the issue, crux issue, if Shimon should have Baal Yirah? Is it Shimon's Chametz? No. What's the issue if Shimon should have Baal Yirah? And again, your options are Reuven has it, Shimon has it, both, neither. The sheet that holds both holds of both. That we said. Someone asked me if it's exclusive. It's not exclusive. There's a sheet that holds both. You could hold only Reuven's Chayat Baal Yirah. You could hold only Shimon. You could hold both. You could hold neither. What's the issue of whether Shimon has Baal Yirah? So.
For sure.
He's
going to bump it.
One second. But
this amount. He's going to bump into it.
Well, I can go to the zoo and see Goyish Chametz. I bump into it. That's not a problem yet. You got to give me more information than that. What's the pshat that Shimon is over Baal Yirah when Reuven's Chametz is in his house? So the Magen Avraham says it has to do with the fact that it's mistaber that the renter is zoiche in the Chametz. But if that would be true, then if Reuven's Chametz is in Shimon's house, not a renter, Reuven's Chametz is in Shimon's house, there's no Baal Yirah. I is a fair halacha Shulchan Aruch, we saw it yesterday, everyone holds of it. If Reuven's Chametz is in Shimon's house, what is Shimon supposed to do if it's already the fifth hour and he didn't sell it yet? Get rid of it, burn it. Why? Catch on, the Magen Avraham L'shitasi says, because you want to help other Yidden. You worry, you want to help Reuven out. And I have a bomb kasha. Buffer asked me this, I'm a kasha. What about Rabbeinu David? What about Rabbeinu David? Rabbeinu David is the one that Reuven Shimon both neither. Rabbeinu David is neither. Rabbeinu David holds, no one holds a Baal Yirah. Does Rabbeinu David agree to the halach and Shulchan Aruch that if Reuven's Chametz is in Shimon's house, he should get rid of it? I have a crisis a little bit. Why should he have to get rid of it? Even this idea of help the other Yid. The other Yid doesn't have a problem either. He has Rabbeinu David. Maybe not. Maybe Taka. Rabbeinu David doesn't hold that when you have someone else's chametz in your house, you have to get rid of it.
Maybe it's a derabbanan, a bedika and destroy.
So it's a derabbanan. I don't know what that thing is. It's a derabbanan, maybe.
It goes together with bedika. Whatever it is, it's a bedika. Not
either. Could be. But on a deraisa level, when Reuven's chametz in Shimon's house, there's no issa. But I want to get to the main Shita that we mentioned yesterday, it's a gra. The gra is afanar. On that halach and shulchan aruch that it says that when Reuven's chametz is in Shimon's house, Shimon does have to get rid of it and destroy it, says the gra, because it's a deraisa tikkun. Why? It's not his chametz. Because he says, when we say, la'yiro l'cha, and we darshan shelcha yataroya, aval ataroya shelacherim, shelacherim, pirish rashi and afhei, shel nochri, dafka goy, there's baal yiro on yiddish chametz. It's a gra. Afin art over there in Bira Gra. It's also a Tzlach and Af Chavtes. It's a Beis Meir and a few other. I think there's a Bahag brings such a side. I want to discuss this sheet a minute, for 2 minutes, and feel it a little bit. You're over on Yiddish Chametz. One second. So if Reuven's Chametz is in Shimon's house, who's over Baal Yirah? Shimon's over Baal Yirah. Is Reuven also over Baal Yirah? Not yet, I don't know. Shimon's over Baal Yirah, the Raisa, even though it's not his Chametz. What if Reuven is a Cheresh, Shaita, or Katan? What if Reuven is a Cheresh, Shaita, or Katan? He himself doesn't have Baal Yirah. Even if it would be in his house. Do you still say this din of Yiddish Chametz? The Tzlach is Masechet about this on Daf Chavtes. Is this concept that there's Baal Yirah on another Yid's Chametz, is it because the other Yid is a Bar Chiyuva? What if the other Yid is not? I didn't ask, what if the other Yid is a Goy? Yeah, then it's not. That's Shalchoy at the Roya, but at the Roya Shalchoy. But what if the other Yid is a Cheresh Shaita B'Katan, a Suffolk in the Tzlach? The Oymak of the Suffolk is how far does this bird go? Is it only that this Baal Yirah, because Yena has the Isser? Or even if not? If Reuven is a Cheresh Shaita B'Katan, do you have the Din of the Gro? I have another case. Some people keep Pesach to 8 days. Some Yid. And some Yidden keep Pesach for 7 days. Usually they don't meet because in Eretz Yisrael it's for 7 days and Chutz Laretz it's for 8 days. But what about if you have a Ben Chutz Laretz who got a Pesach? I don't know who gave him the Pesach, but he got a Pesach to keep 8 days of Pesach. And he sees a Yitz Chametz, it's Isru Chag, and there's a Chametz of a Yisrael, Acher, a Yisraeli, and it's Chametz after Pesach, not after Avraham Avinu Pesach. Frisha Gebank Tzvayra. So maybe this should be Bal Yirah. Maybe this should be Bal Yirah. Where is the Chametz? Well, either his neighbor from upstairs came to visit him and vinch him a good yontif, a good isruchak, with the chametz in his hand that he just bought, or it's in the cheder matrigot, it's in the general public, what's called. There's Bal Yirah, it's Yiddish chametz! Yiddish chametz! How you talking?
What?
Why the Rabbanan? Oh, because the Achim to Pesach is only the Rabbanan. Yeah, okay, but not, okay. Yeah, it's it. Tone it down a little. I have a few more questions, it's very important. Reuven has chametz that's not his. It's a goy's chametz, but he was makabel achrayis. I'm sorry for doing this to you, but there's a sugya later on in the hay that if a yid is not stam has chametz of a goy, but he's makabel achrayis, he's a shoymer, then he has value. That's a gemara. If Reuven has chametz of a goy, then he was makabel achrayis. Reuven has value ro. That chametz is now in Shimon's house. This value ro. You have the gross chametz. It's not even yiddish chametz. It's a yid has chametz of nachashiv of achrayis. That also has a grah. And the final one, I'm going to skip the other ones. The final one is, there's a big shayla. It's important to know about stam hazoyim. You know, there's a famous kasha. Why is there ever bal yirah? It's isuri hanah. Chametz is isuri hanah. Isuri hanah is not yours, so it's never chametz. It's never chametz. What's the answer to that? Basic. Aso nakasav ki'ilu, it's yours. That's the system. There's a shayla in the achrayim. The Rosh Yosef clears this. The Prima Godim. Other Rochon talks about it. It's other achrayim. Let's say you have chametz of arlo. Or chametz of klai akerem. It's mixed in with arlo klai akerem. It's isuri hanah. It's avoid the zora. Chametz that's asur b'hanah for a different reason. There's a tzad to say that if the chametz is asur b'hanah for a different reason, there's no bal yirah. Because the asah and akasav is only on the chametz. The minute the chametz is asur b'hanah for a different reason, there's taka no bal yirah. Others argue that there's asah and akasav general. It's a shayla. I want to clarify. If asah and akasav is only on chametz and not other isurim, so I'm not going to tell what if it's chametz of klai akerim or avodah zarah, because then there's no bal yirah. But what if Reuven has chametz that he personally made a neder on, and he personally said it's asur b'hanah to me? It's not asur b'hanah to everyone else. On Reuven's svegan himself, there's no bal yirah. The chametz is now in Shimon's house. Does Shimon have the gross bal yirah on chametz that Reuven, the owner himself, doesn't have? I don't know, and I don't know how to get to the bottom of this. Now, we're going to come back to this grah quite a few times in the Masechta, but suffice it to be that it was relevant for our sugya, because when we were dabbling in whether there's bal yirah on the masker and or the soicher, there was one of the tzadim that the soicher, who's not the owner of the chametz, might have bal yirah because of the grah. But we also mentioned the Magen Avraham. I want to elaborate on one more minute. The Magen Avraham doesn't hold like the grah. The Magen Avraham holds that when Reuven has chametz in Shimon's house, why does Shimon, first halacha tof mem gimel sif beis, why does Shimon have to get rid of it? Not because of the grah. The grah we saw yesterday. He says the loike Magen Avraham lebach. Why does the Magen Avraham say that Shimon should get rid of the chametz? Because you just have to help out another yid. But then the Magen Avraham says, but if he's a renter, if Shimon is renting, then there's an umdana that he's makna him the chametz. So there's a whole issue, and it's kedai to see in the Makor Chai, and he has an arichas to explain whether the chametz would transfer over to the seicher. Oh. Now I want to move on to Rabbeinu David Taka. Oh, wow. Again, as the hakdama to the sugya, Rashi posited that we're not talking about the Doraisa. Because if we would be talking about the Doraisa, then there would be Bal Yirah. Then Avada, what? Oh, and I want to fine point that. Pshat and Rashi. Let's learn Rashi for a minute. Rashi says, because Rashi's a little ambiguous, a little unclear. He says, we're not dealing with the Doraisa. If it would be a Doraisa, then Avada. Marshall says, the Maskir. And the Magen Avraham, as Pshat and Rashi, he's going on Rashi, it would be the Seicher. He goes his pshat because then there's an umdana that the masker is makta the chametz to the seicher, and it would be the seicher. Meaning in Rashi itself, when Rashi says, "Hocha b'digas chametz to rabbanon, the imi shumbal yiroa." What's the question? Then avad the bittel. But who would do the bittel and who? It's a machlekes marshal and Magen Avraham. The velt and besides it's two legit pshatim in Rashi. There's a diyuk though. Why does Rashi give this whole speech of havel hochet to the rabbanon at the end of the sugya? After the whole mezuzah fiasco, what happened? So I have an interesting shaila. You know, what was the attempted mezuzah thing? A new yisoy that ruchnius of a bias is kaveya, and that's why the soichel would do bedika. Would that be true? This is the longest shaila. Would that be true even in the marshal? Marshal's attitude was that we look at the deraisa, and the deraisa's mamish hung up on the masker. Could even that be overridden by the svar that, oh, the mezuzah says that everything about the house the soichel should do? I don't know. I'm clearing in Rashi that Rashi had to wait till after the mezuzah thing, because when we were still holding in the mezuzah tushtel, don't start telling me, pulling out your, oh, who has the Bal Yirah Doraisa card yet. The more misgaber on that is the idea that in mezuzah we see that the tzorchei abayis is the seicher, and maybe that's even more powerful than the Bal Yirah. I don't know. I mean, we have a dilemma, who should be doing the bedika? The one that has the Bal Yirah, and Rashi's the card, that should be a very dominant reason to do the bedika, or the mezuzah thing. Something to think about. But I want to firoyz again. We have Reuven, Shimon, both neither. Let's talk about neither. Rabbeinu David, as a hakdama to the sugya, says, you know who has the deraisa the Bal Yirah? Neither. Reuven, landlord, the maskir, doesn't have the Bal Yirah, even though the chametz is his, because it's not in his rishus. And Shimon, renter, soicher, doesn't have Bal Yirah because the chametz is not his. Or eloquently said, zelof yisheni shaloy, zelof yisheni rishus. Now, why did Rabbeinu David tell us this? Well, if he wouldn't have, we wouldn't have a fourth person on the chart. And that's important. But that's not why Rabbeinu David did it. Rabbeinu David held, this is a knetch for the sugya. Rabbeinu David held that if one of them would have Bal Yirah, then there wouldn't be a sugya. Because if one of them would have Bal Yirah, hands down, he would be the one that has to do the bedika. And that's the most dominant thing, and I don't want to hear anything else.
That's Rashi? Is that like Rashi?
No. It's not muhr like that in Rashi. It's not, it could be, but it's not muhr. Rashi was maybe willing to be soyable that one of them has a Bal Yirah their eyes and still with them. Rabbeinu David, it's not Rashi. Rashi says,
Rashi said the reason for bedika is Bal Yirah.
So we have a problem with that. That you see over here that there's a different reason for bedika. That's a big problem. But Rashi Mefurish says that it's possible that there's going to be one of them, Marshal holds which way, that someone hit, there's a Bal Yirah Nick, and still we have a sugya. Yep. I'm saying more than that. Rabbeinu David holds, and he insisted on positing at the beginning of the sugya as an opener, not just for our chart, that no one is going to have a Bal Yirah, because he held, if anyone even has an inkling of a Bal Yirah, if there wouldn't be Bittel, then it would be Pashat that he would be the one that has to do the Bedika. The Kana Ben Shoyal, when the Olam asked me, so why is there Bedika? After we established that nobody has Bal Yirah in a situation of Masker Vesayichar, so why is there Bedika? Bal Yirah is not a factor. What is the Bedika about that Rabbeinu David? Only Shemi Avilachon. And who has the Shemi of the Lachlan? On a practical level? Only the Seicher. So what's Tzal Rabbeinu David that the Masker has decided that he should be doing the Bedika? It's a shtickle problem. I want to leave it as a hanging question. Rabbeinu David importantly said that no one has Bal Yirah. And he brings in Shemi of the Lachlan. Now we had that same problem in Rashi because we asked, Rashi never held of Shemi of the Lachlan. So this is an Einfall. Mamash and Einfall, and we're getting to the keys. Mamash and Einfall. Why did Rashi not hold of Shemi Yavila Achle? All the way back in the base. What's the Matar of Bedika? Well, Rashi found lots of flaws in Bittul, and that's why the Bal Yirah comes back to haunt you. Tosis didn't only that, he said of Shemi Yavila Achle. Obradok, why does Rashi not hold of Shemi Yavila Achle? Suggestion, a big chiddush. Rashi held, because in a normal case, when it's the guy's own house, since the guy himself was Mevatel, he's not going to come to eat it. He was Mevatel. He's not going to come to eat it. But over here, in the Poshup Shad, who did the Bittul? A masker. The soicher is coming in and not having done bittul on this chametz. Dafka over here, even Rashi will agree, there's a shem yavil achol. Dafka here. That's a single tiger. Dafka by masker of a soicher. Even Rashi could agree that there's a shem yavil achol on the soicher's account. And now we're going to start the maskana. So again, the Gemara attempted mezuzah, the Gemara plug mezuzah, the Gemara says, now, Amrav Nachman Yitzchak, what's the maskana? Hamas the bayis l'chaveiroi, im atzalei mosalei mefteches chalar basar, ala masker livdoik. Because if at 7:15, that's what it says, is the Zman Bedika starts, it says that you're supposed to do Bedika, and the masker is still there. He didn't give the keys, whatever that means, we'll see in a second. The masker has to do Bedika. If you already gave him the key. Now it's interesting, Tosfos is Lashon. In the previous Tosfos he says, because if the masker was there, Shah Achas. What's the translation of Shah Achas? The Tosfos says, what time does the Bedika start? 7:15. And Tosfos says, if the masker was there, Shah Achas. What if he gave him the keys at 7:45? What if he gave him the keys at 7:45? You know, Taisa says Shachas. The first time I read Taisa, I thought Shachas means, you know, The beginning of Zman. You know, and it's the right sprach. Sho'ach is a sprach you would use.
But Shis, it means one out.
Bokshman. We saw in the Gemara of Shis that standard of Bedikas Chametz takes 1 hour. If standard of Bedikas Chametz takes 1 hour, so that's the scam. If you gave him the keys at 8:15, so then already too late, the mask is high, even though he didn't do Bedika, but he was already high. If you give him the keys at 7:45, you know how to do the Bedika? I think both, half and half. And I don't know if each one puts out 10 pieces, maybe they can do a split, each one puts out 5 pieces, the other side of that, I have a whole sifanot on that. But Sho'achas is not a vitz. Toysa says Sho'achas. No, the problem is there's a Rashi. Rashi says, if he was nichnas bilel al ba'asar, so the seifas chayit. But if he gave him the keys the next day, even though he gave him the keys the next day, fret the Rosh Yosef who was in the Bible Kindness. What about if he gives him the keys in the middle of the night? What about if he gives him the keys in the middle of the night? Meaning, what's the ikr kaveya? Now again, I'm sticking to 7:15 Blumenkrantz because I already told you I have a crisis. If a Hasidish guy who holds Tzei Sekechavim is 8:45, gives the key at 8 o'clock to an under Sartia that holds that already at 6:50, it was already here. No, it's Chosha Mishpat over here. The Masker says, what do you mean? I gave you the key way before the Zman. There's no Sulai Paka on me. Ich herrsch Phantom Badika 9:15, and I gave you the key in time. You have to know. So we're going to keep it simple with 7:50. Now, the keys. What does it mean, the keys? Rashi's Shita is, it means a Kenyan. And most Achrayim learn in Rashi, the Iker Nakuda is if the Soicher did the Kenyan by 7:15, by this man. What Kenyan? Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka, Kenyan, Sudar. Or giving over the keys. Rashi's machadish that giving over keys is an act of kinyan. Tosis asks, it's not true. And the Achroinim say that maybe Rashi holds by a schirus, chach by a schirus, by a rental, a key is enough. Kenzai, because when you want to mamish buy an apartment, a house, a bias, so then you have to do a kinyan in the heft of the house, do a chazaka. But when you're only doing rental, so you're only going to be in the shemesh of accessing it, but not actually owning it, so then having the key of the access is the expression of kinyan. Kenzai. But let's only see that part. Pirish Rashi. The Messiah's Mephtechus Koinen. The Ainir of the Reed, the Amabem Ruba, the Shem Shakarkin, the Kesef Star of Chazaka, Kaskir is Nick the Kesef Star of Chazaka. The Lamani, the Mahani Messiah's Mephtech, the Commander Malay Hazeku Kni. Umifarish Reed, before we get to Umifarish Reed, I want to talk about Rashi for 2 more minutes. According to Rashi, because you know what, I'll give you a spoiler before we're going to get into this Rashi Tyson, and the Mishayim, those that saw the Mishabur, he brings there's a third sheet from the Ran of Ainu David and many of the Mishayim. We're going to try to do all of it today, a big chunk of it. Rashi Tyson Mishayim. It goes like this. Again, the 7:15 is crunch time, and you can clarify what about Tzei Sekechavim being late, you can clarify what if it's in the middle of the hour of the Bedika, but let's try to avoid that. If by 7:15, if the Soicher was what? Is it that he did the Kinyan, or he got the key? Rashi says the key, but I have a problem. Rashi says because the key is the Kinyan. Now, Tosfos and the Rishonim argue, no, it's not a Kinyan. Kinyan is Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka, Kinyan Sudar, not keys. But let's trust Rashi that keys is a kinyan. I have an interesting shiloh. Giving over a key is an act of kinyan. Even if you didn't do kesef sar chazak. The schirah started, the kinyan started. Curious question. Let's say there's 2 keys. And the master gave the seicher 1 of the 2 keys. Meaning the seicher has a key. The master also has a key. 1 key is enough. I'm not talking about the case when it's a double key door that it doesn't open unless you both have both keys. I'll get to that afterwards. I just want to know if you gave him 1 key. In Rashi Shita, the act of kinyan of Mesiris Mafteach, does it mean the exclusive key? Or just as long as you gave him a key? I don't know. It's interesting, Shiloh. What if you didn't give him a key? You told him the code. You told him the code. Is that a kinyan? You let him know what the code is. I'm going in Rashi. Is that a kinyan? Yeah. Ken Zayn, someone was telling me, no, it has to be b'chol like a pool. It has to be a dramatic. Giving him the key. What? Could be. And that's it. But then a code wouldn't be. What? In Rashi, if you let him know that the door is unlocked, is that a Kenyan? If you let him know the door is unlocked, is that a Kenyan? Of course not.
But I'm saying he was actively trying to get in and he didn't realize it was unlocked and therefore he kept...
Still it's not a Kenyan. In the Gedarim of Rashi... Still it's not a Kenyan. In the Gedarim of Rashi, Mesiris Mafteach is a Kenyan. And I'm clarifying a few different aspects of it. Does it mean an exclusive key or just a key? What if you gave him a code, but you still know the code? What if you told him a way of, you know, making a new code that he'll only have and you won't have it anymore? What's the kaveh for that? Kol zeh was in Rashi that Mesiras Mefteach is a kinyan. But now I want to talk about Tosfos. Tosfos has a different shot. It's an interesting shot. Mefarish Ri, the hocha shemoser loy hamafteach, v'loy hichzik. Umi sheyesh biyodei mafteach keshechal yudalit chayiv livdoik. The oisei she'ein biyodei mafteach eich yikonis v'yivdoik. Mihu in mafkid odam mafteach beisei etzel odam achar ein eichayiv hamafkid hanifkad leboikoi. El adavki kishroitzel ahachim beisei uleknoisoi. Explanation. Tosfos says a very interesting shot. We're talking about here that the Seicher did not do a Maisa Kinyan. The Maisa Kinyan he first made the next morning. The rentals for the whole Pesach, and it's only going to start later in the next morning. He didn't do a Maisa Kinyan. All he did was got the key. And the key, according to Tosfos, is not a Kinyan. He brings it right from the Gemara Baba Kama. That's not a Kinyan. So what's Mechayev the Seicher to do Bedika? Zog Tosfos Azoi. If you give him a key, and Avada, here's the other Mulchavna, the nuances. In Tosfos Avada, we're talking about you gave him the only key, or you gave him all the keys. As long as the Masker still has a key, this will not trigger the Seicher's Chiyuv. In Tosfos Avada, the Knech is that you gave the Seicher the only key. Because Tosfos stresses it. It's the fact that the Masker can't get into the house. And he bavarns. I stam is like, I'll nech fana gantz yor if you have a guy, not the early adult, but if a guy owns a house and he grata doesn't have the key is by somebody else, so go get it. He told someone else the code and that guy made a new code. Tell him to give you the code. If he doesn't want to, say please. I don't know. If you start getting aggressive, I don't know. But you have the Chiyuv to do bedik. It's not going to change. In Tosfos, there's a bazunder knech, a meridik chiddush. I don't even know if Rashi holds to this. No, Marshall, like Rashi, if you give someone a key, but you're a Pharisee, I don't want to do kinyan mafteach. I just want you to have the key. I don't know what Rashi holds about Tosfos' case when the seicher has the only exclusive key. If you have this far, more than that, the belt doesn't spoil from this Tosfos. What's the pshat? It's mechayev of the seicher. Soif, he didn't do a ma'aseh kinyan yet. Rabbi say it's Tosfos l'shitasoi. Tosfos on the beis l'shitasoi. Tosfos on the base holds who really, really, really should be chayiv the bedika? The seicher. He's the one that's going to have the shamiyah the lachlay. Our attitude was that bechlal, he should for sure always be doing it. No, we had this thing, but if the masker's there, for that, suffice it be that the seicher has access and the masker doesn't.
Tomorrow knows how to describe a kinyan. It could have said that the kaveh is in chana seicher.
Tosfos doesn't say it's totally a kinyan. One second, what does Tosfos tell?
It's more of a diyuk. No. Because if it was about kinyan, wouldn't the Gemara have said if he was
making excellent diyuk. Yes, it's a good diyuk. Unless Agavor here wanted to teach us that Mefteach is a Kenyan. But more than that, you know what? I have a shaila for you. According to Tosfos, what if you did a Kenyan but you didn't give him the key? It's a big machlekes chok Yaakov and Bach and Marsha, big tumul. What's the din according to Tosfos? If the Seicher by 7:15 did a Kenyan, Kesef Star Chazoko, but did not receive a key at all, what's the din? It's a machlekes chok Yaakov and Bach. And a big tome on the person, what Tosfos holds. Now, I want to do the third sheet, and then I'm going to set up. Mishnah Berurah brings, and all the Mishnayim speak it out, the Rana, and the they hold it as a Nupshat. The only time the Seicher is going to be Chayiv, get ready, this is a Moiradik Eknech, you need Tarti L'Tivusa. What does it mean, Tarti L'Tivusa? What has to be done by 7:15 that will make the Seicher Chayiv? Key and Kenyan, but I want to explain that. What does it mean, Kenyan? What Kenyan? Keys is not a Kenyan, so which Kenyan? Kesef or Star or Chazak or Sudr. And if you did Kenyan, you're still not Chayiv. You're still not Chayiv. The Seicher. Unless he also got... I can't hear what you said. Oki Uzaki! I can't hear what you're saying. No, I'm saying a very important thing. According to these Rishonim, Avada, it's not necessary for the Seicher to receive the key. The only key. All they're saying is that it's not enough if the Seicher did a Kenyan, he has to also have a key. If you told him the door is open, I'm positive. I'm not positive. According to the Rishon, if he made a Kenyan and he let him know that the door was open, for sure it's good? So here's something fascinating. In Rashi, that Mesiras Mefteach is a Maisa Kenyan, we were Mefalto. Is it exclusive key or a key? In Tosfos, that he didn't even do a Kenyan and we're hung up on the fact that he has a key. There, Avada, it was a part of exclusive key. Tosfos stresses it. It's that the Seicher has the key and the Masker doesn't. What's he going to do? In the Rishon, I'm planning a new Kenyan now. Like the Rishonim, what's Mechayiv? The Seicher is that he did a Kenyan, for sure, and keys are not a Kenyan. Nachtetzu, he also has access. Access can mean you let him know what the code is, you let him know that the door is open, you give him a key. And now I have a Shaila, Lagabi, this Machlaikis Rishonim, Klapi Tosfos, that Mr. Brewer himself brings, that it's taka machlekes ha'pais, machlekes we're going to have a paskin. So he says, l'chumra, they should both do bedika. They should both do bedika in this case. Kinyan b'lima feyach, they should both do bedika. And again, I don't know if you put 20 petitim. Someone told me they're both going to put petitim. Now the secher zikr has a chiyuv because there's chamira didei now. Unless he's supposed to put petitim from the maskir's stash. He shouldn't put his own petitim. Then he's going to have his own, you know, petitim. It's in the b'lima pencil. Put the petitim, you know? Say, okay. So the sikum of the shittas. And again, we will nimesakan them and add new elements of details here. It goes like this. L'kulayam, something dramatic happens at Tchilas Man Bedika, presumably 7:15, without getting involved in the Tzeisakin Chavim fiasco, and the Diakin Rashi of whether and what happened if it happened in the middle of the night. But let's assume, or that Diak of what about the first hour? If Bedika takes an hour, what about the hour? Let's put all that aside. Something profound has to have happened, Ganoi, at 7:15. If, fill in the blank, happened at 7:15, the Seichel will be Chayiv. If, fill in the blank, Monsieur Sotet, it didn't happen yet, even if afterwards it did, 20 minutes, an hour, the next morning it did, not enough. Where is that in between though? Rashi said, Loshana Gemara, Monsieur Sotet. Annoyingly, the Gemara didn't say Kenyan. It's a good deal. Yeah, how about it? It should have said Kenyan. Blives Kash. Shitas Rashi, a few nechudas. First of all, Shitas Rashi is that Mesiris Mafteach Gufa is Kenyan. We clear what exactly is this aspect of Mesiris Mafteach being a Kenyan. What is it, a key or the key? And what about a double key? What about letting him know the code, but he still also knows the code? And what about allowing the cipher to have an exclusive code? On all of those things, Yesh Ladin, which ones are considered Kenyan? There were those that want to tie into that for this verb of Rashi, it needs to be an act of giving a key. It's not just letting him know. Even an exclusive code won't be a Kenyan. And if it's key, is a key enough? Do you need an exclusive key? What does Rashi hold, though, about Kenyan without a key? What does Taka Rashi hold about if the Seicher did a Kenyan of Kesef Shtar or Chazaka before 7:15, but he didn't receive a key yet? The Adam has the idea what Rashi holds. On one hand, you know, there's an attitude to say, Rashi Safako learned that Mesiris Mefteach is an example of Kenyan. Efshoi Bezoi, who had in any other Kenyan? Oi Dilma, Ulai, Becholzois, why did the Gemara choose Mefteach? Here we decided to chapa trem to teach me that Mefteach is a Kenyan. It's because Rashi holds that you do need that the surface should have access. And you'll ask me, why? Are you masking that about the Rashi's mind that if you have a guy that's been owning this house for the past 40 years and for whatever reason he lost his key, and he knows that there's a key somewhere, he has to go get it. You don't say that the other guy. Rashi's mitzvah to that. But maybe as you're starting a schiris, besides the kinyan, you maybe have to have access. I'm not clear what Rashi would hold about that. Adkan, Rashi, cut. Tosis disagrees because he pushes disagrees on the concept that Mesiris Mefteach is a kinyan. Tosis, though, says his fascinating chiddush that you b'chlal don't need kinyan. And again, what would Tosis hold by kinyan b'lim Mefteach? What does Tosis hold by kinyan b'lim Mefteach? Machlokes Bach Chok Yaakov. There's a deek in the Marsha here. There's a machlokes. How did he medayik the Marsha? It's not poshut what Tosis holds by Kenyan b'li Mefteach. But Tosis talks about something fascinating. Mefteach b'li Kenyan. But I want to bavarn. It's only because this person is pending, planning to rent. He's going to rent by tomorrow morning. It's daitoy lahachzik b'lichnos. And then, as long as, even though he didn't do a Kenyan yet, but as long as he gets. Oh, as long as he gets what? Aki or Daki? In Tosis. First. What? Oh, no. If he gets Aki, but the master still has Aki, what's the din? Tosis says, it's a Shurin Tosis. Because he says, the Hakash Maslan of Tech Lehzik, Umishi Yesh Bedim of Tech, Shai Dal Kavlik, the Oysa Shayn Bedim of Tech, the master that doesn't have a key. No. If the Cypher got Aki, he still won't be Chayiv. Because the master still also has Aki. It has to be exclusive. He bavons, he says, because if the other guy still has the key, he'd still be chayiv. The Knechen Toisvis is because the Seicher received the only key. And then we say, so how is the master going to get in? But bavons says, every guy that owns a house that lost his key has to get that together. Yeah, but over here, Bitsir of that Lamaisa, the Seicher is planning to rent. And he received the key, or all of the keys. That's the Das Toisvis. And then we show him, the third Shita, it's brought down in the Mishnah Barroso. Is that the only time the Seicher will be Chayiv? And again, interruption. The reason Tosis was easier to be Mechayiv the Seicher ready, even without a Kenyan, has to do with Lashitase, that in his attitude, Seicher was Bechlal always, anyways, the the what's it called? The Shemiyah B'Lachlai. As long as you have a key, technically, you're already going to be in the Shemiyah B'Lachlai. You'll get your key going and eat. The Rishayim about the third Shita, that the only way is that the Soicher will be Chayiv is if that by 7:15, the Soicher, A, did A, not A is like, oh, just, you know, Aleph, did a Kenyan. Which Kenyan? Kasafsar Chazak or Sudr, not Mafteach. Mafteach is not a Kenyan. But that's not enough. In the Rishonim, the Soicher will not be Chayiv if he did a Kenyan. Even though his mom, she did a Kenyan, Bonafide, Kasafsar Chazak. He's only going to be Chayiv if by 7:15 he also got. What if he was told the door's open? Like the Rishonim? I'm talking not sure. Like the Rishonim, he was told the door's open. He did a Kenyan and he was told the door's open. No lock. Rishonim talks about no lock. What did the Rishonim hold by? You did a Kenyan, there's no lock. The Soicher's Chayiv. If that's true, I just want to leave with a Kenech. Why, if the door is locked and the Soicher doesn't have a key, is he not Chayiv?
No access.
An owner of 40 years has to get his key. He made the Kenyan. This is what I want to end off with. Like the Rishonim, what's the pshat? That if the Soicher did a Kenyan at 7 o'clock, he did a Kenyan, Kesef, Shtar, and Chazaka, he did all three. And Sudr, he did all four. But he doesn't even have a key. And the door is locked. He's not Chayiv. Manishtana from any other homeowner, renter, that get your key. So some people say it's a bedikas chametz to kiknesh. Because he doesn't have access, he can't do the bedikas chametz. And some say alum de shavart that the gemar kinyan is not until you have access. And a beautiful diak. I'm ending with this. Let me end with a beautiful diak. One of the Rishonim says, Afal pisha osa kinyan, aval kivan she'en loy mafteach, eina yachol likones volotzes. Translation. He can't go in and out. What does he have to go out for? To do B'dikas Chametz, he only has to go in. Yes, to do B'dikas Chametz. Okay. Oh, you just Likonis Velotzis gives more of a connotation of, even though he did the Kinyan, but he's not totally in control yet. He doesn't have in and out. Rabbeinu Peretz says it's a drop difference. He says, even Afa Pishas HaKinyan, Eini Yachal Leila Chalikonis. He can't go and go in. Beautiful. In Rabbeinu Peretz, maybe it's a local B'dikas Chametz Kinyan. La'ilam, when you do a Kinyan in Tzchiris, it's bona fide. You're total Seichem. Oh, but you can't get into the B'dikas yet. You can't get into the B'dikas. Is it Eini Yachal Likonis Velotzis? Or Eini Yachal Leila Chalikonis? Listen, come! Like Rashi, Mefteach is a Kenyan. Toisvis. Exclusive access even without a Kenyan is Machayev. Kenyan without access, Machloikis Achroinim Bidas Toisvis. The Rishonim, Kenyan, and access of Mesiris Mefteach. Rabbi said, the Suda, pending details, there will be those davening in Beis Hashaya, and the Suda pastors is here. If there's anyone not able to come to Oinis, let me know. I'm assuming most of the oil I heard is with us.
Because it's a rental, the whole part of a rental is, it's not just when you own something, you own things.
Come to me, why you need a key or why?